What is going on in Israel in terms of coronavirus? Can you give us an update?
Okay, so it has been an extremely, extremely busy week, a very newsworthy week. I have to say at the outset that I'm very proud of the Israeli government, the health ministry, who have responded with absolute military precision, and they've taken the threat of corona very, very seriously at the outset. And many countries in the world, you know, there is a division of opinion. Countries in the world that, where the virus has been contained as much as possible, like Singapore, like Israel, have recognized the threat almost immediately and have taken the necessary action. Even though there were many thinking at the beginning of the week, has Israel gone mad? Are we having coronavirus? Are we really being draconian? But I think what Israel's trying to do, what other countries are trying to do, is to contain the spread as much as humanly possible, but also not put too much pressure on our already exhausted health systems. And it's one thing that Israel is managing to do very, very well. So where we stand at the moment, I mean, how it is, it's hard to believe we had an election last week, the third in the space of the year. But where we stand at the moment, we are on 109 active corona cases. And this does include a six-month-old baby. Very, very scary that. We only have two people in serious conditions. We have had between 4 and 7 people recover, but the rest are moderate to light. But we're not taking any chances. So at the beginning of the week, a lot of controversy because Israel made the decision that any entry into the country, that no matter where you come from, whether you're local or a foreign traveler, has to go into mandatory 14-day quarantine. And this did create a lot of panic. And many people canceling their trips. But what it means if you are coming to Israel is that you will have to provide proof that you have somewhere to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. This is mandatory, and the police have said that anybody who has broken quarantine could be arrested. And on that subject, we've also got a police unit that is monitoring for fake news, for cyber attacks, with regards specifically to the coronavirus. So we are taking this very, very seriously. Also, earlier this week, two Israeli carriers, Arkia and Israel, they have suspended all their flights for the moment. And El Al yesterday mentioning that they will be suspending flights to many places in the world. However, they are still flying to Johannesburg. Very, very important. They are flying to Johannesburg, places like London, Paris, New York, major cities, they will still be flying. Two days ago, the government released a notice, or they held a presser, saying that crowds above 100 will be banned. And of course, this has a knock-on effect in so many different areas. And right now, Yom HaShoah ceremonies, Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut have all been temporarily suspended. You know, these are all measures we're taking at the moment, and we'll see in the coming weeks how we progress from there.
It's just quite unbelievable. And, you know, when we think about it, you know, I wrote an article for Jewish Report this week talking about people's reaction to not shaking hands last week, Shabbat in Shul. I can tell you that this week there won't be any reaction because nobody will shake hands. The world is changing in terms of our own understanding so quickly that it's remarkable. We don't even flinch when we hear of an event being cancelled. I was meant to be in Cape Town on Sunday at the Jewish Literary Festival, speaking there. Yesterday we got an email to say it's cancelled, and it was, I hadn't even booked my ticket because I knew that that was going to happen. It's just remarkable that we're having these conversations, that the conversation that we had before yours is talking about how to be productive and stay healthy whilst in quarantine. It's just bizarre.
But, you know, one thing that we have realized is that no matter what your background is, what your religion is, your thing, we are all in this together. And we all have to work together to get through this. I mean, you know, maybe this is the most bizarre thing, some kind of workable peace to the world. Israel is closely with the Palestinian Authority. You know, our focus Mag and David Adom, and let's just give a shout out to Mag and David Adom, who are working magnificently here in Israel and with assisting, along with the army, the Palestinian Authority, in ensuring that we look after the health and the safety of the Palestinians. It's so important. I know the Gaza Strip, they've shuttered off schools. You know, we are still trying to cooperate as much as we can through the COGAT unit that operates the crossings there. But you know, what this has taught us is that there are things that are bigger than political ideologies and petty hatreds. And I'm talking to you, BDS. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously we've had some comments from morons here and there, but as far as Israel is concerned, this is what we've realized here. I know that people are wanting to know, is there a unity government in place? Well, last night at a press conference, after he appealed for Israelis not to touch each other, which of course, as you know, if you know Israelis, Israeli culture, it's completely out of our, you know, personality. We are very tactile, very passionate people. It's completely alien to us, but he's also appealed Prime Minister Netanyahu for unity government and did start talks with Benny Gantz. And there are conflicting reports about bickering or how they're moving forward. Nevertheless, both realize that there are bigger things to deal with at the moment. Benny Gantz has suggested that we mobilize the Israeli army to help take care of people, to ensure we have everything that we need to have. Also yesterday, an announcement that Israel schools closed until after the Pesach. This is grade one and up. Anybody who's got kids in special needs programs in boarding school, I know there are African parents whose kids are in boarding schools or at kindergarten, that will operate as normal as possible until further notice. And also very important, I know there are many, many South Africans whose kids who are returning to Israel to go back to university. I think the second semester starts or is scheduled to start next week. These classes will be going online. So here we, you know, sometimes we curse technology. It's really, really, really important that we use it, but it's also important, you know, how we be productive during quarantine and just stay calm is also to switch off from the news from time to time.
Yeah, I think that is very, very important, is to switch off from the news. There's a lot of talk around vaccines being developed in Israel. Where are we with that? Is that real? Is it just a positive talk? But you know, where are we with
it? Very, very real. We have scientists working around the clock, both to increase the amount of test kits that we are rolling out, but also with the vaccine. Our poor medical scientists are really, really pushing their personal boundaries to try and get it out as soon as possible. It is going to take a couple of weeks. It still has to be tested, but Israeli scientists are working on the vaccine. I mean, we even had a journalist from Iran who said that he'll rather take his chances with corona than take the... Well, you know what? And that's just really stupid and petty.
Yeah, well, let the vaccine go to somebody who does want it. It's not a... There's not going to be a shortage of takers.
Exactly. Also, the government announced a 10 million bailout for companies that have been badly affected by corona. I know the travel industry is basically, it's destroyed. People cancelling hotels, flights, tour groups, that has been basically decimated. But apart from the, you know, increase of money to bail out El Al, which will need a major money injection, money to our hospitals, our healthcare systems, money will also be available for businesses that have been impacted. The one industry that doesn't seem to be impacted is the toilet roll industry.
Yeah.
Israel has also caught the toilet roll hysteria, and the shelves are emptying out. I don't know, guys. I mean,
I don't understand.
You and I had this discussion. We think there are far more important things to stockpile other than toilet paper.
I don't know. I just I don't get it. Exactly. It's just completely unfathomable to me.
Toilet paper, of all things. But, I mean, there's a lot of things I could say, but on air rules prohibit. Mahmoud Abbas saying this morning that he will defeat the virus as they've defeated previous challenges. Yeah, okay. But yeah, and also just an appeal right now, because I've seen a lot of speculation this week, a lot of conjecture. When it comes to getting your news about corona and what's happening with Israel and what our precautions are, please be very, very, very sure you're getting it from the right places and that you're reading things in its entirety. I've heard a lot of speculation this week, which, just adds to the hysteria and to the panic that people are feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Leslie says, and it's a very interesting and valid point. She says, how are people meant to survive financially? I've got a friend who runs a play school in Ranana, and she thinks she needs to close or should close because every other government school is now closed. She won't get paid for the time that she's closed, and she's got five older kids to support. What are people meant to do?
Well, as far as play schools are concerned, at the moment, they operate as normal. But it's an absolutely frightening situation. It really is. And one of the appeals from our mayor here in Modi Inn, I mean, we have a school closed. We had a school closed yesterday because a teacher tested positive. One of the appeals from our mayor is support local businesses as much as possible. Mm. You know, mm. Buy that coffee.
Do what you can.
Go
do.
Buy something. You know, just be smart.
Yeah.
Don't be hysterical when going to the mall. Oh my God, there's people walking around. I better run away. Just use your safe hole, but support as much as possible small businesses.
Yeah, very, very frightening. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. This is where we need to leave it, unfortunately. I wish you a Shabbat Shalom, a safe, happy, and healthy Shabbat. I hope that everybody remains well. Kathy Kaler says, my daughter's also working at a school in Israel. They've closed the schools until after Pesach. Indeed, schools are closed in Israel for the next couple of weeks. It's 8:01. Apologies that your news is slightly late.